led you all the way in the wilderness these 40 years. Remember, Moses knows that when it comes to keeping covenant commitments, God's people have short-term memories. The Ten Commandments were set in stone twice. In Deuteronomy, we see God's people being blessed over and over and over again. They'd be blessed with earthly blessings, which they didn't have before. But here's the reality this morning for all of us. And that is, go to the next slide, Janelle, please. And that is, but with blessing comes what?
Danger.
But with blessing comes danger. Why? Because you can fall into the trap of thinking that you are self-sufficient. You can think in your pride and that your blessings that you've gotten are because of your hard work. You can forget who really gave you those blessings. And this is the danger that the Israelites were in, and they ended up not listening to the warnings that God gave them. They did forget God or the Lord, and they'd give credit to themselves and their idols for what God gave them. They'd lived their lives not showing off what the Lord had done. They lived for them. I think the reality this morning is we can forget the Lord by thinking that we got everything ourselves. I see heads shaking. We can be just like the Israelites. Somebody say mercy. It's easy for us to condemn what they do and then turn around and do the same thing. And God, it's evident as you read through their story, is that God was so clearly working among them. He took them out of Egypt. He cared for them in the wilderness. He brought them into the promised land. He defeated the enemies before them. He tells them to do these things, and yet they forgot about the Lord and gave themselves the credit for the wealth and possessions that they had. Here's the thing. God is active today. He sustains us. He gives us every breath and every heartbeat and every blessing. He's the one we ought to be thanking and praising. Paul in Acts 17 reflects Deuteronomy 4:9, and he says, but we forget about the Lord oftentimes in our walk. We think that we got things for ourselves. We feel like we work so hard, we put so much effort into it, our house, our clothing, our jobs, all of our cool technology, and we may have put a lot of work into these things, but that doesn't mean that the Lord wasn't working to give us the ability to get them. You show up, you punch a time clock, you work 8-hour shift. Maybe it's in an office, a restaurant, a factory. God gave you the ability to show up. God gave you the ability to persevere, to smile, to fulfill the tasks at hand. And he's still blessing us today. He's still blessing us today. Deuteronomy 8, 17, 18 reflects what I've been talking about. It says, you may say to yourself, my power and the strength of my hands have produced this wealth for me. Uh-oh. But remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth and so confirms his covenant which he swore to your ancestors as it is today. So now, when you get your paycheck or your retirement check or whatever it might be, you can turn and say, praise be to God for giving me this ability, right? It amazes me how easy we can forget to praise God for these blessings in our lives. And another reason I wrote down that we forget is because we're so busy in our lives. We're so busy, as I stated when we first started, we live in such a fast-paced society today. We can do so much throughout the day in comparison with people in the time of Christ, but with making our schedules so jam-packed, we fall into the danger about forgetting about our spiritual life and our needs 24/7. It's supposed to be all-encompassing, not just an hour here, 4 hours there, worship time there, 24/7. We say that he's the most important part of our lives and that our lives revolve around him, but our actions oftentimes show the opposite. That, you know what it shows? The actions in our lives, it shows that we're the most important thing. That's what it shows. Here's the thing. If he's the most important part of our lives, he won't just be on the outskirt of our lives. We'll give him time when we won't just give him time whenever we can fit him in. We won't just put him on the back burner. He'll be front and center all the time. What does that look like? It looks like when you wake up before your feet hit the ground, as our good friend Leroy used to say, before my feet hit the ground, I'm praising God for he's given me another day to live. You know, when we realize this, when we step back and we pause and we meditate and we pray and we focus on God's goodness and what he wants to do in our lives, we can begin to have God in more places more of the time in our life. And you know what? It's not always going to be comfortable. There's going to be people, there's going to be situations, there's going to be church meetings, yes, right? Events that goes on where God wants to give you a blessing in those interactions and with those people. So as I close this morning, my question, have you had times that you've forgotten God or put him on the back burner in your life? Have you allowed your love for this life and the things in it to lead you to forget about God sometimes? I think we need to be aware of this danger, and we have to remember that God has done amazing things in our own lives and those who have gone before us, and he gives us his word and his spirit to help us, to convict us, to conform us into his image, into his masterpiece. What did God do for Israel? So remember that question I asked you at the beginning, what has God done for you? Right? I want to ask the similar question. You can talk to the same person, but here's how I'm going to phrase the question. I want you to tell somebody what God has done for you as it relates to Deuteronomy 4:6. The deliverance of the people. The covenant that he made. So ready? 1, 2, 3, go. Tell somebody what God has done for you as it relates to Deuteronomy 4:6. Go ahead. All right, I'm gonna slow down the train here as we come to the close. Was it easier to talk about what God's done for you than the first question or the second one? The first one. My challenge to you today is this week to go to Deuteronomy, start in chapter 1, and start reading. And look at Deuteronomy and try to... Well, no, not try. Ask God, what have you done for them that's affected me today? Because let me tell you, there's a lot of things God has done that has a lot to do with our salvation that he did in Deuteronomy that affects us today. And those are the things that he says you need to teach these to your children and your grandchildren, to remember them, to reflect upon them daily. I want to call the choir up as I kind of close with just a few words. You guys can go ahead and walk on up, and I'm just going to close with just a few words here. Why the stress on not forgetting today? Because fully entrusting and obeying God, even in the most difficult time, takes remembering the God with whom we have a relationship with. When there's sickness, financial struggle, or any other calamity that comes with living in a fallen world, we have to remember what God has done and how he has been our deliverer and will be our deliverer continually. This morning, I'm thankful for God's faithfulness to us. And I want you to listen to these words as they sing this song about faithfulness. This is my anthem. This is my song. The theme of the stories I've heard for so long. God has been faithful. He will be again. His loving compassion, it knows no end. All I have need of, His hand will provide. He's always been faithful. He's always been faithful to me. Let us pray. Father God, we're thankful for Your faithfulness throughout generations. And God, it's good to reflect and look back on how You led Your people out of slavery and into the promised land. And God, that promise still remains and resides today. God, we're looking forward to returning to live with You. And God, until that time, I pray that Your Spirit will convict us and conform our hearts to remain faithful. Thank You so much, God, for Your love which never ends and never fails. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.